Good afternoon, dear listeners. We welcome you back on Dream Radio, live from its studios. It's Mariam Ben Issa serving you the most leading news of the hour. Your news, our business. For the headlines, according to Leila Ben Ali, the Minister of Energy Transition and Sustainable Development, the partnership between Morocco and Europe in the field of energy is aimed at ensuring the security of our energy supply. A partnership agreement worth 400 million United Arab Emirates dirham has been signed to improve energy efficiency in the East. A powerful earthquake claims the lives of 14 individuals in Ecuador and one child in Peru. And now we jump into details. The Minister of Energy Transition and Sustainable Development, Leila Ben Ali, said Saturday in Benguerir that the energy partnership between Morocco and Europe works to preserve our energy security and keep the long-term promises in the fight against climate change. The minister said in a speech by video conference during a session held as part of the meeting of the Network of Contact Parliamentarians for a Healthy Environment under the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe that Europe is obviously the natural space of Morocco's projection internationally. This long tradition of regional cooperation between partners with similar values works to preserve our energy security and keep the promises in the long term in the fight against climate change. Ben Ali noted that this strategic partnership is often reaffirmed, including the recent signing of the Green Pact with the European Union last October, or during meetings with senior European Union's officials in Brussels. Rabat, a budding cultural metropolis, is among extraordinary destinations to explore in 2023, according to US Time magazine. The capital of Morocco stands among 50 extraordinary destinations to discover in 2023 for the artistic and cultural reinvention it is witnessing is bestowing a new life upon the city, the magazine writes. Among the numerous attractions in Rabat, the media talks about the LEED Gold and HQI certified Mohammed VI Tower, the tallest tower in Africa, boasting luxury accommodations and a panoramic view and terrace at approximately 800 feet. On Friday in Jeddah, a partnership agreement worth about 400 million United Arab Emirates dirham was signed aimed at enhancing energy efficiency in several rural communities on the eastern side. The agreement was signed by Leila Ben Ali, the Minister of Energy Transition and Sustainable Development, Muazz Al-Jami'i, the Governor of the East, Abdul Nabi Baywan, the Chairman of the Council of the East, and in partnership with the Ministry of Interior. This agreement will enable the territorial communities to reduce their electricity consumption bill by between 30 and 40%, those promoting energy security in the region. The partnership aims to enhance energy efficiency in the eastern region, contributing to a sustainable future. A medical caravan of cataract surgery for the benefit of residents of several territorial municipalities of the province of Rashidiya began Friday at the Prince Sultan bin Abdulaziz Hospital of Ophthalmology in the capital of the region of Dar'a Tafilalt. This initiative is organized by the Provincial Delegation of Health and Social Protection in Rashidiya in collaboration with the Althea Foundation, the Eye Clinic, and the Taysir Association for Health. Internationally, an earthquake of magnitude 6.8 degrees shook Ecuador and Peru, making at least 15 dead and more than 460 injured, according to an official report published Sunday by the authorities. The earthquake, whose epicenter was located in the southeast of Ecuador, also caused significant material damage. 14 victims were recorded in Ecuador and the 15th, a four-year-old girl in Peru. According to the American Institute of Seismology, the earthquake occurred Saturday afternoon and was felt in Ecuador up to the capital Quito and in northern Peru. In sports, as far qualified for the quarterfinals of the African Football Confederation Cup after its victory over the Egyptian club Pyramids by 1-0 Sunday at the Prince Moulay Abdullah Sports Complex in a match of the fifth day of Group C. Thanks to the goal of Ahmed Hamdoun in the 62nd, the military reached the first place in their group with 10 points and secure one of the two tickets to the quarters as their direct competitors, Pyramids and Future FC, who have 8 units will face each other in the last days. And with this news, we end our newscast. I wish you all a great afternoon. See you again next time.